We are in Simen Reish Nun Beis. We're up to Siv Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing. Umuter litein begodov lekovis ein Yehudi. You're allowed to give your clothing to a non-Jewish laundry. Va'oros li'abdan, and you can give your hide into a tanner, a non-Jewish tanner. Pirish ha'umin shema abedu metak in ha'oros, the craftsman who perfects the skins. Actually, he turns the hide into leather. Samuch l'chashecha, that is mutter even just before Shabbos, with the condition, im katzatz lo damim, if you set a fee with him, o sha'osal sambatovas hana, or he's willing to do it for you for free, and you know that he's going to ask for something in return someday. V'hu shalo yom alo lasos b'Shabbos, with the condition that you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. V'gam sheyaseh ne'yudi ha'malacha b'veso. And additionally, the non-Jew has to do the malacha in his own house. Now, what is this halacha? This is the halacha that if you have a non-Jew doing malacha, if you're paying him for it, we say adaita denafshei ka'avid, he's doing it for the money, he's not doing malacha for Yisrael. Malacha of a non-Jew that's not done for a Jew on Shabbos is mutter. However, you cannot tell him to do it on Shabbos. There's an isser of telling a non-Jew to do malacha on your object on Shabbos, so that you couldn't do. And there's another halacha, he can't do the malacha in your house because of Maris Ayin. But in a case where you already set a fee and you're paying him for it, and he's doing it in his own house, the halacha is that it is mutter, as long as you don't tell him that he's got to do it on Shabbos. So if you give something into the cleaners, into the dry cleaners, the halacha is, since there is a set fee, and the Mishnah Berurah already mentions this, everyone knows what an item costs to be cleaned. So the halacha is that that's called kotzatz. As long as you're not telling him to do it on Shabbos, it's mutter. So for example, if you give it in on Friday and tell him you want it back Motzoi Shabbos or even Monday morning if you know that he's closed on Sunday, and the only time he could possibly do it is on Shabbos, it's as if you're telling him to do it on Shabbos, and that would be aser. Whereas if you're giving it in on Friday and you're coming back for it on Monday or on Tuesday and he has time to do it in between when he's open, the halacha is that that would be mutter, because that's kotzatz. Says the Ramah now, Hagah, v'im lo kotzatz, osur be'erev Shabbos. If you didn't do a ketzitza, it is osur on erev Shabbos. Why is that? So long as you don't explicitly tell him, I'm going to pay you for this, we don't say adaita denafshe ka'ovid. Now, why is it dafka on erev Shabbos that it's osur? Because it looks as though you told him to do it on Shabbos. But let's say there was no katzitza, and you give it to him on another day of the week. So there the halachi is that it's going to be mutter, because he could do it at any point, and you're not asking him to do it on Shabbos. V'ayin li'el simin resh mem zayin v'yeshcholkim im osalo b'chinam da'ayinu b'tovas hana. There are those who say that if he's doing it for you for free, that it's not good. That we don't say that he's doing it adayta denafshe. It's got to be that you're actually giving him a fee. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that is only if he didn't volunteer. If he volunteered, then he definitely is waiting to get something in return. Now, what happens if you tell him on Friday, but early in the morning, and there's enough time for him to get it done by day before Shabbos? Then the halach is that that is also mutter. The din that you have to tell him on a different day before Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean that. It means that you have to give him enough time to finish it beforehand, or that it should be early enough, like a dalet vehei, where people won't think that you're telling him to do it on Shabbos. Further, v'imra ohu also betovas hana. What happens if people see you doing it? See him doing it betovas hana. You see him doing it betovas hana. Means you walk into his house on Shabbos and you see I didn't pay him for it. He's allowing me. He's doing this for me for free. But I see he's working on my object on Shabbos. Tzorech lomo lo shlo yasaba b'Shabbos. V'afil nos lo kame yom lefni Shabbos, says the Ramah. Even if I gave it a few days before Shabbos. If it's betoves hanoah, then the halachi is that since if I'm paying him for it, we say for sure, I don't have to stop him. But if he's doing it for nothing, and I see him doing it on Shabbos itself, I have a chiyuv to stop him. There are some who are matter, if I gave it to him before Friday, against the Ramah. But the Ramah paskins otherwise. So lahalacha, the iser is having him work for you on Shabbos because you told him to. So you're not allowed to tell him to work on Shabbos itself, or make it clear that you want him to work on Shabbos. Giving it to him in a way that he's not getting paid for it, and I'm giving it to him on Erev Shabbos is aser. It means we're machmer for the Ramah. You're not allowed to give it to him on Erev Shabbos then. If you give it to him before Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. Or if you give it to him on Erev Shabbos with enough time to finish it before Shabbos, then it would be mutter. And in a case where he is doing it for free, if you come in and see him actually doing the work on Shabbos, you're required to stop him.